Rodney Rogers was the 1993 ACC Player of the Year, 1991 ACC Rookie of the Year at Wake Forest. And before that, he was a McDonald's All-American over at Hillside High School in Durham, where he wowed crowds both in Hillside's old gymnasium and North Carolina Central University, where Hillside played its games back when they were still a Division II squad. David Hackney is a man who knows Durham sports inside and out. He is currently the Durham Public Schools athletic director, formerly played football and basketball at Jordan High School, and was once the football coach at Riverside High School, and he joins us now. David, how are you?
I'm well. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. I remember first time I saw Rodney, I was a student over at Orange High School, and back then Orange and Hillside were conference rivals. And seeing him play inside North Carolina Central just felt like it was larger than life, and I guess that was Rodney, too. What are your memories of him?
Oh, wow. I remember being a freshman at Jordan High School and watching Rodney come into the gym and play our varsity basketball team. And it was standing room only. And once again, I think the larger than life description directly, I mean, I think that's a great description. He was larger than life. His impact on the game, his impact on just the fan base and the crowd, he would bring people in from everywhere just to watch him play.
And Rodney was a unifier in his own way. He would take people who would be from predominantly rural areas of Northern Orange County and bring them into North Carolina Central and inner city Durham to watch him play basketball. And as different as those crowds were, they were in one shared experience watching the excellence of this player play when he was at Hillside. That was one thing I took away from Rodney. He was a unifier. He brought people together in that way.
Oh, absolutely. I think he was like a big brother to everyone. He was a gentle giant, and he would give you the shirt off his back. And I think people, often we talk about his impact on the game of basketball, but just his impact as a human being on others is something that we need to speak more about, because his impact on just me personally and his peers are profound, because I don't think I would be where I am if it wasn't for him, because he was able to show us what we could be. Mm-hmm. And it's just and I was just awesome to have him in all of our lives.
I almost feel like his college career is underrated, because all 3 years he was at Wake Forest, he was the 1993 ACC Player of the Year. He was chosen ahead of Grant Hill for 91 Rookie of the Year. But at the same time, the 3 years he was at Wake, either Duke or Carolina won the national championships. Duke won at 91 and 92, Carolina in 93. So in that way, I think people don't understand the full breadth of what he did in college.
Yeah. And see, now that you put it in that context, I never thought of that. But, you know, me being a Carolina guy, yeah, and being in high school during that time, that was the talk of the town, Duke and Carolina. And so in a lot of ways, he didn't receive the proper recognition that he deserves. I often, now when I'm talking to young students or I'm talking to coaches, I often describe him as, people talk about Zion Williamson, and I say he was our Zion Williamson before he was there, before he was Zion. And so he did so many different things on the court. He was just powerful in stature and nature. And so, yeah, I don't hate that time because Carolina did win a national championship, but I hate that he didn't receive the proper recognition.
Professionally, Rodney had to deal with adversity because he had to go to the Los Angeles Clippers back when Donald Sterling owned it, which meant that you're in a losing proposition, especially with Kobe coming to power. But then he went on to another phase of his career. And after he left the Clippers, he was the NBA Sixth Man of the Year in 2000. And I guess the most remarkable stat of all when it comes to Rodney's professional career, he hit 3 3-pointers in 9 seconds one game playing for the Denver Nuggets.
I remember that game, and I remember watching that game and just cheering, just going crazy and cheering at the fact that he was able to do that. But I don't think anyone in Durham was surprised because we knew what he was capable of. Mm-hmm. But so many of his successes were our successes. And so that's why his loss is just such a tremendous loss. Not only, I know, for his family, not only for the Hillside community, but for Durham as a whole.
Yeah. He also had an ATV accident, but Rodney loved speed as well because he would go to the Orange County Speedway. I actually talked to some folks over in Northern Orange County last night, and they knew him on a first-name basis because Rodney would go to the stock car races, those late-model stock car races too. And unfortunately, he had an ATV accident about 17 years ago. But did you ever talk to him about how he approached that after – basically, he was wheelchair-bound for the final years of his life?
No, I never had an opportunity to speak to him about that, but I did have an opportunity to speak with a lot of his friends. And the one thing that they just emphasized was that he never allowed that to crush his spirit. He used that as a motivating factor to start a foundation to help those that went through similar accidents as his, but he never allowed it to crush his spirit. He always used that as an opportunity to persevere, overcome, and use that to help others.
Yeah. Rodney was just an amazing figure. I wrote on my Facebook page that it felt like it was the death of a mythological figure because when I was in high school and impressionable, Rodney Rogers just was the player that you compared everything to. And then he went on and proved how valuable he was in the NBA and at Wake Forest. And that's going to be his legacy. Whenever I go to 40 or 50 high school games a year, I was at two at Riverside just last week, last Friday. And every player that stands out, I will always compare to Rodney Rogers. And I hope that's his legacy. So, David, thank you for bringing back your memories here of Rodney Rogers. It's a very sad time, but Rodney's life and his legacy will live on. Thank you so much.
Thank you.